Thank you. that's something I think which any British founding corporate is really worried about. What does our relationship with that space of America actually resemble? And where do we go from here? Because if the government was increasingly panicked, then in Trump or post Trump administration is not as concerned with a special relationship as Britain is, then you can see the commitment to some kind of CFTP, whatever it looks like in the future, becomes much more important for the United Kingdom. But it's a bit unknown, but I think that's the point. Post-Brexit becomes increasingly complicated. When we take into account the public structure cooperation and the European Defence Fund and perhaps like the EU headquarters, because this is a few seconds ago as well, these are not instances in which the European Union is going down the road of creating a European army or cementing into place some kind of CFTP which goes far beyond the sort of intergovernmental system we have now, which is relatively successful. A continuation of the process in which there are some functional developments, and which the European Union has pushed forward in order to look at for a while yet. Nevertheless, Britain has been assigned a very difficult to participate in these in any way because it's not out. That's it. You cannot participate. So, it's not even really in principle there, but in practice, how do you get involved in sort of the structural developments, the institutional developments, which you will be blocked out of? That's a problematic. Relate to the special relationship, relate to the future CFTP, and relate to the privacy of data and what the relationship will need to look like. So, the work is kind of a global, but I'm not sure this is the right movement to do so, but I'll do it anyway. Now, the problem is this. I feel very strongly about this global, but there's an internet stuff for me. I can't get my head around it. British government, which is fighting its way through trying to find a reasonable Brexit, suggesting from day one that our relationship with Singapore and India, and we've all had a lot of them, because that was the most important element of our foreign affairs, you're not really global Britain. At the same time, one of the reasons why Brexit took place supposedly is because those people in large numbers voted in favor of Brexit and left behind that globalization. It just doesn't make sense to me. But what I want to say is that as a global actor, it is becoming increasingly problematic to stay as an argument. And it's not simply because especially when we are sitting here thinking about the post-Brexit world in which, well, I wish Britain was so great. The reality of it is that in the military capabilities that I've pointed out in the paper, I think the other side, Britain is in decline. It is no longer the actor that was 50 years ago, let alone 50 years ago, and doesn't have an impetus to project. Its maritime forces are being decimated. It has brought two aircraft carriers, which it hasn't left facilities. It actually has aircraft on board. I don't feel funny, but this is a problem, this is a serious problem. When the land forces, you can fit them into Wembley Stadium. The ability to project, the ability to be significant air from the people's point, is diminished by diminishing. So in this respect, will the UK amendment to oppose Brexit and so face the UK diminish? Yes, it will diminish because Britain doesn't have the capability that it did have to actually be a meaningful actor within the UK when the CSDP is left. So the globalized world is, I think, is very, very important. There was something else I'd like to say about global Britain and global Europe, and I suppose we'll come back to that point later on. What happens to CSDP post-Brexit and more integration? Now, I know that there are lots of moves with respect to public structure cooperation, there are some moves with respect to the European Defence Fund. But if you can actually envision what we're going to see post-Brexit in the very near future is the creation of a European army. this path, at which point this sense actually has taken up the possibility of real integration in terms of creating a different community. But that's a fun way that comes to happen. So I agree with your second finding as well, to sort of just point out maybe some pitfalls here. Will the UK be given preferential treatment by the EU or not? This is true of the some specifics of other areas that have been negotiated. But I don't think that's a problem. I don't think the UK needs any preferential treatment. Why? And this is something that I sort of diverge from the finding. The reason is that in a post-Brexit world, if the United Kingdom wishes to opt in to particular operations, then the EU wishes it to opt in. The UK doesn't have to be a member of the decision-making process or not a decision. This decision by the Europeans may be kind of a way to allow British opt-in. It's in the interest of the European Union to have British participation in certain missions. And in that respect, I don't see the reason why preferential treatment becomes to be an issue at all. There is one exception to this rule, and this is something which I think perhaps everyone thinks about the context of the is a model that can be put on the table as is onderdeel van de onderzoek. Ik denk dat we daar nog veel meer aan moeten doen. Dat is een beetje de kant van de markt. Niet de afstand van de markt. Dat is een beetje een verwachte fout. Ik zie het niet als een comment op die lijn. Maar we hebben een push for the special corporation. Maar het is een beetje een beetje een change. Ik kan het niet zien. Het is specifiek. Ik kan het niet zien. Ik kan het niet zien. Ik kan het niet Of engineering, this corporation is getting a basically kind of capability on a strategic level. And that over the personal umbrella, I guess, that CFP comes with under the EU. So we sometimes make the mistake to isolate CFP missions from other EU policy areas. But actually, when you're active as to strengthen the global institution, Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
some of them.